Hello?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
How you doing?
Yo, you got the local guys here for you.
Okay.
Hey, Chris. How much you think the Senior Bowl helped your stock in this year?
Well, excuse me, I can't hear you.
How much do you think the Senior Bowl helped your stock?
Oh, man, it helped a lot, especially, you know, since, you know, the Jacksonville, I mean, Jacksonville got me, man. It's crazy, man. I just, you know, coming in that week, whatever like that, I wanted to come in, you know, a great mindset. The competition level was just, you know, very high, and I just wanted to come in and, you know, just prove myself. And, you know, I love Jacksonville's defense, you know, even when the draft started on Thursday, you know, I always talked about Jacksonville's defense, even from the Senior Bowl. And I'm just glad, you know, they, you know, believed in me and, you know, just picked me up.
Did you do linebacker drills?
No, I did not do linebacker drills, and that's the crazy thing about it. Me, I did play outside linebacker in my junior year, you know, coming out of Arkansas, and my senior year I had my hand more in the grass or whatever. But, you know, that's why I get personal, you know, I have my hand in the grass. So that's one thing about it that, you know, in the defense or whatever, you know, Coach Walsh, you know, showed me and D-Ford that was there at the Senior Bowl. I was playing actually the Leo and the end, and that's one spot I really like, you know, my hand in the grass and where I could just go and make play.
So this should be a pretty easy transition for you.
I wouldn't say easy. You know, I'm always told, you know, that when you get drafted, you know what I'm saying, that's the easy part. You know, the hard part is staying in there. So that's one thing about it. You know, I'm just coming in and just work hard each and every day, get to know my teammates and have my teammates get to know me as a person, things of that nature. But I'm just coming in and work hard, man. That's the bottom line about it. You know, just coming in and working hard and just trying to get better each and every day.
Did you guys use the Leo position at Arkansas, or is that just terminology you picked up with working with Gus and them at the Senior Bowl and whatnot?
We did have a Leo position at Arkansas, you know, when we were my junior year. But it was as far as, you know, the Jacksonville defense, as far as Coach Walsh, you know, D-lineman, he just wants us to go and make plays. You know, just be a racer. It's kind of like my D-line coach, Coach Parlage, my senior year. So that's one thing about it, man, that, you know, that he lets us go and make plays, and I just love the scheme.
Did you move inside at all at passing downs at Arkansas?
Yes, I did. I did move inside. Some only on passing situations, and even at the Senior Bowl, I played inside a little bit. So that's one thing about it, man. Anything the coach asked me to do, you know, I'll do. Actually, at the Senior Bowl, I actually started on kickoff. I ran down on kickoff, and you know, was on the ones and twos during the whole game and stuff like that. So that's one thing about it, you know, coming in that Senior Bowl, I feel like it helped me a lot, and it really paid off.
You guys threw Gatorade on Gus Bradley at the Senior Bowl. What kind of impression did he make on you guys, and what was it like being around him for that week?
So me and my former teammate Travis Swanson, you know, actually, you know, we when we won, we was like, man, hey, we don't get too many. We didn't have, you know, a great season in Arkansas, unfortunately. But, you know, said, man, we got to give him a Gatorade bath on this one because we – you know, we never know when our next game is and everything. So, yeah, Travis Swanson kind of came up with that, man. But it was fun, man. Just to go out there, Coach Bradley, you know, every meeting in the Senior Bowl, you know, was just bringing energy. You know, having us go out there and just play hard. You know, and he just brings so much energy and so much enthusiasm to the team and everything. Like, man, I wouldn't ask to play for nobody else, man.
How much were you tested the last 2 years? You had the Petrino debacle. Interim coach and the new coach. I mean, do you think you came out stronger because of that?
Oh yes, you know, especially, you know, I think that helped me. You know, just learning different defensive schemes. You know, under Coach Paul Haynes and Coach Willie Robinson and any under Coach Ash. You know, that's at Ohio State right now. But I think that really helped me. You know, people look at the bad thing out of it. You know, Coach Petrino is a hell of a coach. You know, but they look at the bad out of it. But I feel like, you know, they helped each coach or whatever, even with Coach Biedelman and Coach John L. Smith. You know, your coach Petrino was one of those guys that had us, you know, had us mentally tough. Coach John L. Smith just wanted us to go out there and work hard. And Coach Bielema, you know, he's a great guy, players coach, and, you know, got us big in the weight room. So that's one thing about it. I learned, you know, took some good things for all three of them coaches.
Do you have a relationship? Are you friends with any of the previous picks that the Jaguars have made this weekend?
Yes, Tevin Smith, man. Tevin Smith. And that's one thing about it, man. That guy, man, when I saw him pick, I kind of got a good feeling. I was like, man, or maybe, you know, they might take me as DN, but I didn't want to get my hopes up because it happened out that way. And Tevin Smith is a guy, man, that brings a lot of energy, man. You know, even though, you know, we would get tired out there in the Senior Bowl practices, I see why Florida State won the national championship, because those guys have chemistry. He's one guy that can be a leader, vocal leader, very emotional leader, and keeps everybody going.
Yeah, he's got some energy. He's kind of like Gus.
Yeah, he got energy like Coach Gus, man.
All right, Chris.
All right, Chris, take care, man.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week.
Oh, thank you.